Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. We're here at Albion College where the Britons are leading Hope College at halftime 35-22 here in the third MIAA game for these two opponents. Going around the league and checking out league action this evening in the MIAA conference. First for the men, we had one game that was postponed because of, I'm going to guess, inclement weather. Alma was supposed to play Olivet. That game has been postponed. I am going to take a wild guess and say that game will probably either take place tomorrow or Friday. Not really sure on that just of yet, but that game was postponed. We have going on right now at Adrian. Calvin has traveled to Adrian and have a 42-22 lead. The Knights do over Adrian, and that is a halftime score. The only other game that's going on in the MIAA for the men right now is Kalamazoo at Trine. That game started late, and it was only about 5 minutes into the game the last time I checked. It was a 14-12 game in favor of Trine, so that one has just gotten on their way. We'll try to get that final to you if it's available at the end. Women's action, we have finals and halftime scores all the way around. We'll get the final scores right here. We had an earlier game just before our game started. We had Olivet taking on Albion, and the Olivet women continue to keep on rolling on with their winning ways as they won 67-51. And the only other final in the MIAA for women other than that game was Trine defeating Alma 79-57. In women's action that's currently going on right now, the Hope College Flying Dutch have a 36-27 lead at halftime at the DeVos Fieldhouse. That the second half should beginning momentarily there. And at St. Mary's, have a 51-31 lead over St. Mary's. That's all action going on in the MIAA this evening for the Flying Dutchman and of the other schools, excuse me. Didn't get the live read on this the other night, but we will do it here right now. It began this past Monday. You can go to the Hope Hoops Club Luncheon, and that's at noon at the Moss Center. Join coaches Matt Neal and Brian Morehouse along with the Flying Dutchman and Flying Dutch players throughout the 2014 MIAA season. Enjoy a delicious buffet lunch for $9.75 along with video highlights of previous games, previews of upcoming opponents, and great fellowship. No advance registration is needed. That's every Monday at noon at the Moss Center, $9.75. Go and have a good lunch. My broadcast partner Ron Weatherby was there, and he had a lot of very interesting stuff going on there. Questions from the fans, and along with a pretty good lunch.
Ask whatever questions you want, and Coach Neal and Coach Morehouse will try to give you an honest answer to that. So you have your opportunity. If you have something you'd like to say, that's the time to do it.
And that's not. I don't think a lot of schools do something like that, but the Hope College, right on top of it. If you're a fan and you have some concerns, or you want to thank the coaching staff for doing such a great job, and you got to give both coaching staffs a good job. They're both on top of the MIAA right now. So, you know, you want to go out and cheer on your team at the luncheon, you can go ahead and do that.
Big crowd out there last week. Get there early so you can find a parking place and, enjoy your lunch.
There isn't a lot of parking in that general area, so you might get good. That's a good advice to get early start there to the Moss Center for that luncheon. Once again, that's at noon at the Moss Center every Monday during basketball season once the conference schedule starts in January. So as long as this season keeps going along, we're going to have some luncheons on Mondays. We'd also like you to check out the Anchored in Hopes section. During the 2013-2014 MIAA basketball season, Hope College is teaming up with 92.7thevan.com to provide the most comprehensive athletic coverage in the region. Where can you find this? You can find this at 92.7thevan. Check for the Anchored in Hope section. What you can find there is pre- and post-game articles, video highlights each Monday following the coaches' luncheon, audio podcast of all Hope College football games from this past season, and basketball games from this season, live audio stream of all over-the-air Hope College broadcasts, photos from games and events, and releases showcasing happenings around Hope College. Once again, that is the Anchored in Hope section at 927thevan.com. Ron, pretty tough first half for the Flying Dutchman. Hopefully they've made the adjustments here at halftime and can knock this lead down a little bit going into the second half.
Well, I don't know if it's so much the adjustments. They have to get their shooting eye, and that's a different background out there. It's pretty much the same at both ends of the gym as far as the background, so I'm not sure that switching baskets at the halftime is going to do them a lot of good. They're going to have to work their offense well to get in shots that are down close so that they don't have to really fire threes and make those to get the inside shots.
Oh, they're going to start with the same starting lineup that they started the game with, so we're only seconds away from the start of action. And for the call of the action, here's Ron Weatherby.
And Albion's going to get the basketball. They have the lead going into the second half, 35-22. Inbound pass comes to Vince Hill. Hill works against Grant Neal, gives it up to Heron. Heron on the weave. Rogel. Rogel to the hoop, puts it up. Shot partially blocked underneath by VA. Rebound comes to Van Arendonk. Here comes Gardner into the front court. Back to Van Arendonk, top of the key, over to Neal. Back to Gardner. Gardner inside Edson. Edson bounce pass to VA, back to Neal. Underneath VA, backs it underneath. Puts the ball in the court, puts up a shot, no good, tip by Gardner, and the ball's taken down underneath by Kazin. Kazin quickly into the front court for the Britons to Heron. Heron drives left baseline, spins around, back out in front to Rogel on the weave, gives it to Vince Hill. Hill to the right wing for the Britons. Guarded by Grant, leaves it for Rogel. Rogel drives into the paint, travels. Got tangled up a little bit. He was going to throw it cross court, and the man was covered, so he tried to spin around and get rid of it. And in the meantime, traveled, so Hope's going to get the basketball. Inbound pass coming to Neal. 35-22, Albion with the lead. Right wing, Edson. Edson back out to Gardner. Gardner looks inside, alley-oops it underneath to VA. VA back to Gardner. Tried a little give and go, didn't get there. Now Edson fires it in. Three guys are on him. And VA puts it up and in. And three guys had collapsed on him that time and just forced the ball up and in. 35-24, Albion. Heron at the left wing, drives into the paint. Tries to get the shot, does get it over Benson and in. Quickly, Flying Dutchman the other direction, 37-24. Albion on top. Neal over to Edson, right wing, underneath Van Arendonk, and Kazin tries to sneak up behind and fouls VA. I don't believe it's a shooting foul, so Edson will inbound it underneath Hope's basket. Gets an inbound pass to Benson. Benson has it tipped out of bounds. Played a little soccer that time as somebody got a foot on it. Nobody's taking the inbound it. Finally, Benson decides I better do it. Slaps the ball, gets it to VA, out front to Gardner. Into the corner, Edson. He puts up a triple. Won't go. Rebound, Kazin. Ahead to Hill. Hill slows it down, right side, Kazin. Raw cross-court pass for Joe for three. No good. Rebound, batted around. And Edson, the last one to touch it, so it's going to belong to the Britons. Albion underneath their own basket with a 37-24 lead over the Flying Dutchman. To Elliott, back out in front to Heron, over to left wing Rogel. Rogel just backs off a little bit. Edson's on him, leaves it for Hill. Hill works against Neal, can't get through the paint. Over to Heron in the corner. He tries Benson. Can't get past him. Now he goes again. And Benson blocks it, but a foul is going to go against Benson. And it'll be Heron, Jordan Heron, getting two shots. He's a 6'4", 200-pound sophomore out of Holt. As Benson picks up his first foul. Nobody really in a lot of foul trouble. McMahon is the only one with two for the Flying Dutchman. First one is good by Heron. And for Albion, they've got Kazen with two fouls and Oaks with two fouls and Elliott. Heron at the line for the second. And he's got them both. 39-24, Britton's on top. 17-25 left in the ball game. VA over to Edson. Edson cross court to Neal. Neal underneath Benson. Benson baseline. Puts it up. Got too far underneath the basket. Elliott with a rebound. Two on one break. Bounce pass. Kazen back to Rogel. He's got it. Well executed fast break by the Britons. Gets two as the ball is a low pass to Grant Neal, and he kicks the ball, and it'll be a turnover, and the Britons will have it directly below us. 41-24. Britons with the basketball and the lead. 16:56 left. Vince Hill at the top of the key. Goes to Heron at the right wing. Takes Neal down to the baseline. Works it back to him. Turn around. Gets it to Elliott. His hook shot. No good. Rebound. Comes to Edson. Edson back the other direction for the Flying Dutchman. Gives it to Gardner. Gardner drives around the screen by Neal. Back into Edson's hand. Underneath the alley-oop pass to Van Arendonk. Off his fingertips and out of bounds. A little bit too far as Edson tried to lead him out there, and he couldn't catch up with it. Another turnover for the Flying Dutchman. 41-24. Albion with the lead in the ball. Hill to the left wing. Back out in front to Rogel. Rogel takes a look. Kazen on the rotation to the top of the key. Back to Rogel. Gardner's on him. Takes Gardner down low. Puts up the shot. Off the window and in. He's got that kind of half hook shot as he gets down to the baseline. And Elliott reaches in on the outside. And timeout is called. Lou, I thought they had Elliott with a foul, but obviously a timeout was called prior to the movement made by Elliott out in the court. And he's very happy. He went off clapping.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods for natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game. Go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Ron, the Flying Dutchman having all kinds of issues scoring here in this game. They just cannot seem to be able to buy a basket right now. They just, I can't even describe what's going on, because it just seems like they cannot get a ball to fall in. And it's not that they're taking bad shots. It's balls are going in, swirling, coming out. They're just don't seem to be any kind of rhyme or reason to it.
Well, I've been doing this quite a few years now, and this is not unusual down here. Regardless whether it's the men or the women, when they get down here, they have a tough time putting that ball in the hole.
And it gives Albion a very good home court advantage, to say the least, but Albion is playing very well this evening. You can't take anything away from them. They're playing hard, and they want this game really bad.
If you ever followed high school basketball for a number of years, everybody hated to go up to Grand Haven and play in what they called the pit, because it definitely was a home court advantage for the Buccaneers up at Grand Haven in high school ball for a couple of years. Now they've got a new gym, and it's not much of an advantage for them. Hope has the basketball after the timeout. Stivey's in for Hope. With the basketball to Neal at the right wing. 18 on the shot clock. Back to Gardner. Out front to Edson. Edson along the left side of the lane. Puts a shot up. Ball's batted out to Gardner. Gardner works back to the top of the key. Edson. Have plenty of time on the shot clock. They have a new shot clock. Neal to the wing. Alley-oop pass over the top and a foul. And it's going to go against Elliott, and that's going to be number three. Oaks comes back in for Elliott. Firth in for the Britons and Watson in for the Britons. Grant Neal will set it up underneath Hope's basket. And we have a push-off, and it's going to go against Benarendak. Benarendak trying to get loose with the setup play and did a little pushing and got nailed with a foul. 43-24. Britton's with the lead. 15-20 left. Into the front court comes Hurst. Goes to the left wing. Gets a screen from Oaks. Right side Watkins into the corner. No shot. Inside, little bounce pass. Heron back out front. Three missed out there. Tip. And Aaron Dock with a rebound. Hurst missed the three for the Britons. Gardner puts the shot up. Got it. So Gardner drives into the paint. Instead of going all the way, put up the five-foot jumper. 43-26. Pope goes into his own defense for the first time. And Albion slowing things down, trying to figure out, all right, they got a zone now. What do we do? Around the horn. On the baseline, Heron. Heron takes it outside. Back to the left wing to Watson. Watson looks. Cross court. To Dakota. Back on the weave. To Hurst. Underneath. Shot down and in. Good move that time by Zach Hurst. 45-26. Doesn't make any difference who the Britons have in there. They drop the shots. Stivey misses. Rebound. Hold down. Neal back to Gardner. Alley-oops it. VA puts the shot up hard, but it goes in. 45-28. Albion with the lead, 13-53. Hope stays with his own. Along the right edge, Hurst from the corner. Nice three-pointer that time. And who else? Dakota Kazin. So the Saugatuck native giving the Flying Dutchman some problems as Gardner gets two on the other end of the court. 48-30 as I peek between the bars of the basket in order to see the scoreboard. On the outside, Hurst into the corner, back to Hurst, left corner, Watson underneath, Heron, his shot, up and in and a foul, and I think this is going against VA. It is. Byers comes in for the Flying Dutchman. And he'll replace Grant Neal. That's two fouls on BA. And Heron will be at the line. Shot is down and good. Six out of seven for the Brits from the line. Flying Dutchman, two out of four. Gardner on the outside, over to Byers. And he fires a hard pass underneath. That was about 3 foot to the left of VA underneath and out in the bleachers. 51-30, a 21-point lead with 13 minutes left. Rogel comes back into the ball game for the Britons. The Britons with that 21-point lead. Hurst walks it up. They're in no hurry. Hope stays in their zone defense. And around the edge, and Gardner tried to reach in, and Gardner's going to get the foul? No. We got a foul on 40 on the screen. That should be Oaks. And that'll be three on Oaks. Hope has the basketball at side court. Gardner ends to Byers. Back to Gardner. McMahon is in now for Hope. Stivey on one side. McMahon on the other. Watson not allowing McMahon to get a shot. VA drives underneath. Puts his shot up. No good. Rebound. Knocked out of bounds. Touch last by the Brits. So Hope will set it up underneath their own basket. Stivey will set it up, gets it into Byers. Byers puts up the jumper, got it. 51-32, Hope trails the Brits. Again, Hurst with the easy dribble over the big purple A in the center of the court. Zone defense by the Flying Dutchman. Watson, left side, Rigel. Rigel to Hurth. Hurth drives into the paint, picks up his dribble to Watson. Around the horn they go into the corner. Rigel doesn't take the shot. Watson, he thinks about it. Gardner almost has it. Loose basketball in the court. Gardner dives in, and a timeout is called by Albion. So they're going to give the possession of the basketball to Albion after this timeout. Albion leading 51-32, 11:44 left in this ballgame.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. 51-32, 18-point lead here, or excuse me, a 19-point lead here with just under 12 minutes left in this ballgame. The Flying Dutchman have to mount a comeback here shortly, and they are running out of time, Ron.
I see that. Albion is going to have the basketball directly in front of their bench. They get it in on the outside, driving is Oaks. Shot by Watson is no good. Ball batted around, taken down by McMahon. Corey quickly into the front court. Drives hard, kicks it in the corner to Stivey. Stivey back out in front to Byers. Alley-oops it. Benson, he's got two. Good pass by Byers to set that one up. 51-34, Flying Dutchman trail with the basketball. Zach Hurth for the Britons. Goes to the right wing. Carlson also in for the Flying Dutchman. Right side Hurth back out to Rigel. Watson. Watson goes baseline, kicks it back out. Shot taken by Hurth, no good. Rebound underneath. Oh, shot blocked by McMahon. Here comes Carlson. Slows it down, goes right side Stivey. Underneath Benson, and ball is tapped out of bounds. Carter Elliott's back into the ball game now for Albion. He has three fouls. McMahon will inbound it from side court for the Flying Dutchman. Out front to Carlson. Carlson's at the point. Right wing to McMahon. Out front to Byers. Byers drives it in, spins around, puts a shot up. No good. Basketball is tipped out of bounds, and it's going to go to the Britons. Kazin back into the ball game for Albion. Oaks will inbound it to Hurth. And Hurth will walk it up. Clock ticking down, 10:30 on the clock. 51-34 into the corner to Kazin. To the baseline, back to Elliott. The ball knocked out of bounds by McMahon, but it's going to stay with the Britons. Hope stays with their zone defense, but the intensity picking up a little bit. Hurth at the left wing, goes right side. Kazin for three. Dakota Kazin having a great ball game tonight as he has 11 points for the Britons. On the outside is Carlson to Benson. Benson has his pass rejected. Get the ball as he almost thought it was over and back, so he didn't pick it up. Carlson alley-oops it underneath Benson. Benson backs in, double team, triple team, puts it up and in. 36-54, Albion with the lead. Hurth at the point for the Britons. Starts to the right side, cut off by Carlson. Dakota at the right wing, leaves it out front. Hurth to Rigel at the left wing. Rigel goes into the corner. Hurth, cross-court pass to Oaks. Oaks underneath, misses the shots. Stivey with the rebound to Carlson. Carlson pushes it up over to McMahon in the wing. Fakes once, twice, gives it back to Carlson. McMahon left side to Stivey. Back to Byers. Byers looks underneath to Benson. Benson Outside Carlson for three. No. Rebound. Ridgel. Takes his time coming up. Quick to move. Kicks it to Kazin on the outside. Yes. Oh, he is hot tonight. Kazin's been averaging 3 points a ball game. And so far tonight, he has got 17 for the Britons. McMahon at the right wing. Over to Benson, underneath Byers. His shot, no good, but a foul. I think it's going to go against Hurth. And Byers will step to the line with 8:16 left. The Flying Dutchman trailing 57-36. Byers puts it up. Has it bounce off the left side as Sam Otto comes in. VA back in. So it's McMahon, Otto, Byers, Carlson, and VA. Second one is good by Byers. 57-37. Albion with a lead, 8:14 left. Watson up the hill. Hill goes to the point against his own defense. To Watson, back the hill. Kazin's gone to the left wing. Gets the basketball for the Bretons. Back out in front, Watson. Heron back to Watson. Over to Kazin for three. This one misses. Rebound underneath Hill to Elliott, and they'll set it up again. Kazin out front to Vince Hill. So they'll take some time off the clock. They have a 20-point lead with 7.5 minutes to go. Heron out to Hill. His jumper, yes, off the window and in. Nice bank shot that time by Vince Hill from 8 feet. 59-37 Albion. And an elbow underneath, and that's going to be charged against Ben Arendock. And that's, it's going to be his third. And a timeout is called on the court with Albion with a 59-37 lead over the Flying Dutchman, and time running out.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. We have a final in MIAA play, a game that we gave you a halftime score of. Has just gone final as the Calvin Knights have defeated Adrian 78-54. That game was at the Van Noord Arena in Grand Rapids. So Calvin improves to 2-1 in MIAA play, and Adrian falls to 0-3. And we still have games going on for the women right now. It looks like the Flying Dutch are going to stay perfect on the season as they have a comfortable lead in the last 5 minutes. We'll give you scores of that game as it goes final, and we'll get you a final of the Calvin-St. Mary's game once that game goes final as well. Here at the press or gymnasium, the Flying Dutch trail, Albion 59-37. Here, about how many minutes left in the 7:17 left here in the game. It's tough to see the scoreboards here because there's auxiliary baskets blocking the way, but they also start a second clock to tell the teams how much time is left in the timeout. So. That's what happens, and we're a little bit off on that.
End pass comes to Kazin. Full court pressure by the Flying Dutchman with 7:12 left. Kazin gets it ahead to Elliott. Elliott hard to the hoop. And a blocking foul is going to go against Caleb Byers. As Elliott took it hard to the hole. Little mismatch there. Elliott's a big boy. And he'll be going to the line for the Britons, who are 6 out of 7 from the free throw line this evening. Elliott waits for the official to hand him the basketball. sets his foot, bounces the ball a couple of times, takes aim, and has it roll off the top. You'll have the second. Yes. '60-37, Albion. McMahon to Carlson. Carlson out front to Otto. Otto from the free throw line puts a jumper up. No good. Rebound. Comes down to Vince Hill. Hill works against Carlson. Carlson stays right with him, but Hill's going to just dribble around on the outside to Heron. Heron all the way around to the right wing to the baseline. Puts his back to the basket against Byers. Turnaround shot. No good. Byers with a rebound. Out to Carlson. Carlson quickly to the point. Byers over to Otto, right wing. Underneath, B.A. Turns in the middle. Puts up the hook shot. Misses. Tipped up. And Byers is going to get the foul. Went over the back. Tried to tip that one up. And got the foul. So Albion will inbound the ball as Benson comes back in for VA. Full court pressure by the Flying Dutchman with 6:17 on the clock. There comes Otto. Little pressure on Heron. Now they switch. Heron keeps the basketball. Byers picks him up. Heron takes Byers down to the hoop, and the ball is tipped by Benson, picked up Byers. Three on two, and Byers out there, I think, is going to get a charge.
He is.
Three on two break, on the fast break. And Caleb fed off to the right for an easy bucket. But went right over the top of the defensive man, got a charging foul. That's four on Byers. There's Watson. Watson underneath. Elliott, reverse layup for two. 62-37, Albion. McMahon to Benson. He puts it in. Timeout called by the Flying Dutchman. As Hope College has to get some buckets in a big hurry. As this game is nearing its close with 5:39 left. And I'm looking down here a little bit at some season highs and one thing or another. And Benson, he had 12. That's his high for the season. And he has 12 now in this ball game.
It matches the season high. And that season high took place at Thomas More on December 31st on New Year's Eve. So Brock Benson having a solid performance this evening. The Flying Dutchman, however, are down 62-39 with 5:39 left in this ball game.
Hill will have the basketball. Full court pressure by the Flying Dutchman. Rigel and Hill bring it up. McMahon on Hill. Backs off him a little bit. Hill takes him to the baseline, doesn't take the shot, gets it back outside, leaves it for Oaks. Rigel at the top of the key with 15 on the shot clock. They're going to take it down. 10, 9, one-on-one, Rigel against Gardner. Spins around, does a 360, puts the shot up, it's short, rebound, Otto. Otto quickly back, three-on-two break, left wing. McMahon for three, no good. Benson puts it back up and in. 62-41, 4:50 left. Albion with the lead. Rigel double team, made a little slide move there, and Coach Neal wanted traveling. And now Albion calls a quick timeout with 4:41 left. 62-41, Flying Dutchman trailing as nobody really in a lot of foul trouble. As Van Arendonk has three, Byers has four. And for Albion, They have Oaks with three, Elliott with three. So nobody's really in serious foul trouble except maybe Byers.
An interesting side note is that this Kazin has just gone off tonight. He is usually not a starter in this for the Britons, but he got inserted into the lineup tonight. And, boy, that looked like Jody May made a really smart move by giving Kazin the start, Ron.
Well, Kazin's from the Holland area and so on, and he knows a lot of the West Ottawa guys. And there used to be a little competition last year between his brother and a couple of West Ottawa grads when we got down here. Now, his brother has left Albion, but Dakota has stayed, and he's, you know, making it worth his while tonight as he is really putting on a performance against Hope.
And you got to get his backcourt mate, Rigel, is also having a decent performance this evening. He has 18 points. So the Flying Dutch are having all kinds of issues controlling the two perimeter players for the Albion Britons.
Full court pressure by the Flying Dutchman as Hirth dribbles up against Gardner. Gardner tries to take it away. He does, but a foul is going to go against Ben. Gardner's all over him. That's his second. That puts Albion in a one-and-one situation at the free throw line. This one bounced up in the air and drops straight down through the net. Hirth will have the second one. This one bounds out. And it's going to be Otto with a rebound for the Flying Dutchman. Gardner along the left wing. Underneath Benson. In the corner to McMahon. McMahon takes it in the paint and he's fouled. So Corey's going to go to the line. That's going to go against Kazin, I believe. That'll be the third foul against Kazin. Gardner outside. Back to McMahon for three. No, rebound, Oaks. Back to Rigel. Long pass up the court, but the two-on-one break, and they slow it down. They would rather have some time off the clock than they would to try to go for the two. And traveling is the call as Heron was double-teamed and couldn't get rid of the basketball without traveling. So the Hope pressure did some good. And Hope gets the basketball. Gardner in the backcourt. 3:55 left. 63-41 Albion. To Benson in the middle. Benson backs in. Into the corner. Back out in front to Otto. His shot back of the iron. McMahon high for the rebound. Puts it up off the edge. Benson gets it. Reverse layup. Oh, that misses. Tipped up once, twice, hit misses. Finally, the ball bounced way out. Otto gets it again. He'll put up a triple. That one goes in and out of the basket, out of bounds, and down hard on the far end of the court goes Jordan Heron. Benson comes out, and Chad Carlson in for the Flying Dutchman. So Albion will get the basketball. Bringing it up is Hirth. Into the corner, Rigel. Back out in front to Heron. To Hirth. Hirth into the left wing, Kazin. Kazin works the dribble against Otto. Takes it along the right side, all the way to the baseline. Shot won't go. Tip up in the air by Oaks. No good. Foul underneath. And that one's going to go against Gardner again, I believe. That'll be his third. And Oaks will be stepping to the line with 2:59 left. His free throw slides off the edge. Grant Neal with the rebound, and the official indicates that Get the clock back to where it was, folks. This is a two-shot foul, not a one. So Hokes will be back in to try the second one. This one's good. 63-64, 41. Albion, 2:55 left. Gardner in the paint, kicks it out to Neal. He puts up a three. It's short. Rebound underneath McMahon. He works hard. Can't get it up, and he fouls. Think it's Ridgell. Nope, 14. No, it's going to go against Kazin.
And that will be four fouls for Kazin.
McMahon from the free throw line, swish. With 2:44 left in the ball game, trailing 64-42, Coach Neal emptying his bench. As Brushweiler comes in, Denham comes in, Blackledge comes in as the second free throw drops through. Campbell also into the ball game for the Flying Dutchman. Kazin in the backcourt. Otto picks him up. Otto along the edge, takes it out, Kazin rather, with Otto in his face. On the weave to Heron. 20 on the shot clock. They'll take it down. They'll take it all away. Down to the baseline. Into the corner to Kazin. Kazin drives in the middle. Leaves it for Oaks. And Oaks puts it up and in. And is fouled from behind. It's going to go against Brushweiler. 66-43, Albion, as Oaks will step to the line. 2:15 left. Oaks has it bounce off the side. Rebound comes to Brushweiler. Campbell with the basketball for the Flying Dutchman. Right side, Denham. Denham at the right wing, back out in front, Campbell. Kicks it off, Brushweiler. Brushweiler looks... And White foul, and I think that might be against Oaks. It is. As Oaks and Blackledge pushing underneath, and Oaks got the foul. So Harris and Blackledge will be at the line for the Flying Dutchman. This one hits the back of the iron. No good. Tipped around. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up. Blackledge. 65-45, Albion. Kazin in the backcourt. Around the left side. Takes it to the wing. Otto's right there with him. Hirth on the outside. Works against Denham now with the basketball as the shot clock goes down to 16. Hirth back and forth with the dribble. Underneath spin move and a foul. And it's going to go against Blackledge. That's two against. Zach Hirth at the line for the Britons. Swish. My computer is 1 point behind. As at 67, the first free throw was made. 1:28 left. Campbell over to Denham in the left wing. Underneath, pass gets away. Picked up by Heron. Double teamed underneath to Kazin. Kazin against Brushweiler. Keeps the dribble outside. Brushweiler backs off. You're going to have to get up on him. And make him go toward the basket, which he does. Takes it right down the paint, puts it up, misses the shot. Rebound comes on the outside to Campbell. Campbell on top to Otto. Otto in the paint, does a 360, puts it in. 67-47. Hope calls a timeout. 49 seconds left, and the Albion crowd on their feet, giving their ball club a standing ovation as they have the first place Hope College Flying Dutchman on the ropes and ready to seal up a win against Hope College.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. To snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods.
Albion with some new ball players. Brian Bradley in. He'll inbound the ball. Also in is Jason Zachron. Zachron coast to coast to the baseline. Double teamed in the corner. He loses it. Otto picks it up. Goes all the way. Puts it up. Misses. Tip in by Brushweather. No good. Goes up. Gets his rebound. Puts it in. 67-49. 32 seconds left. Full court pressure by the Flying Dutchman. On the left side is Lahr. Back out in front to Bradley. With the weave on the outside. Zarin backs it out. Brushweiler's on him. Shot clock is now moving as they're down to 9-8. And Hope's going to get the basketball. This one's all but over. As 8 seconds on the clock. Campbell leaves it to Brushweiler. Back out Campbell. He tries a triple. No good. Buzzer sounds and the Albion Rittens will celebrate as they have defeated Hope College by a score of 67-49.
It's time for the Crown Motors postgame show, but first let's send it back to the studio for this 2-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com, where we are in the postgame the Crown Motors postgame show, where the Hope College Flying Dutchman have fallen to Albion 67-49. Let's take a look at team statistics first for Albion College, who did a pretty decent job shooting the ball from the field. They were 25 of 55 from the field for 45%. They were 7 for 14 from three-point land, hitting 7 three-pointers. They were 10 of 16 from the free throw line, shooting 62.5%. They had 37 rebounds, 13 offensive, 24 defensive. They turned over the ball 10 times. For the Flying Dutchman of Hope College, they shot 35% from the field, 21 of 60. A telltale sign of the difference between this and the Calvin game, they only hit 2 of 15 three-pointers for 13%. And they only went to the free-throw line 9 times and only made 5 of them, so they only shot 55.6%. An interesting stat, which really doesn't mean much now, but the Flying Dutchman did out-rebound Albion 38-37, so they held the rebounding edge with 16 offensive rebounds to 22 defensive rebounds, and they turned over the ball only 9 times. The Flying Dutchman's major problem this evening is they just couldn't score, as they were held to only 49 points. Interesting that Coach Tom Davilar said in the pregame show that they've had problems scoring over 70 points at this arena, and they didn't come anywhere close to 70 points this evening. Individual statistics for Albion College, they were led by Lawrence Rigel, who had 18 points and 4 rebounds. Saugatuck native Dakota Kazin had 17 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists. And Jordan Heron, the team's leading scorer, had 14 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 assist. Elliot Carter had 6 points and 7 rebounds. Vince Hill had 2 points and 3 rebounds and 1 assist. Ryan Watson had 3 points coming off the bench. Zach Hirth had 4 points and 3 assists coming off the bench. And Travell Oaks had 3 points and 5 rebounds coming off the bench. For the Flying Dutchman, the only member of their squad to get into double digits for points was Brock Benson, who had 14 points and 6 rebounds. Nate Van Arendak had 6 points and 6 boards. Ben Gardner had 8 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists. Cody Stivey came off the bench and added in a deuce and a point and an assist. Caleb Byers had 5 points, 2 rebounds, and 3 assists. Sam Otto had 2 points and 3 rebounds. And Keith Brushweiler came off the bench and had 2 points and 4 boards. Harrison Blackledge had 2 points and 2 rebounds. And Corey McMahon had a solid effort coming off the bench this evening as he chipped in with 8 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist. Ron, taking a look at those statistics and the kind of stuff just going around on there for the team statistics, anything that sticks out to you and why this game ended up like it was?
Well, I think you answered one question. You know, you got to make baskets in order to build up the score, and we just could not make any baskets. And like I say, I've seen this happen here before, both to the men and to the women, that they get in this gym, and mentally they talk to themselves about, oh, it's a hard place to play, and it's a hard place to shoot, things like that. And as a result, it make it come true. When they go out and they play basketball and they can't put it in that little hole that's up there on the basket, the height is supposed to be the same, the size of the cylinder the same, but the background is not the same.
Well, you got to give Jody Mays Club credit. They had a tough loss on Saturday to Alma, and they bounced right back, and they had a very good showing this evening. Around the MIAA for the men, we do have finals all the way around for the men right now, other than the Trine-Kalamazoo game. With 7 minutes left in that ball game, Trine had a 48-39 lead over Kalamazoo. The Calvin Knights were able to defeat Adrian 78-54. So as the standings stand right now, there is going to be a one way or another, there's going to be 4 teams right on top of the conference right now, Ron, with 2-1 at the end of this evening. So you're going to have Hope, Calvin, Albion, and either Kalamazoo or Trine. So it's going to be a logjam. So we talked about this the other day. It was going to be anybody's conference, and pretty good chance that that's probably going to hold true now.
Well, you look at the teams out there and the scores are very close with every ball game. So, you know, anybody's going to beat anybody else if you're not ready. Coach Neal's been telling the guys all week out there, every game's a championship ball game, so be ready.
And I don't know what happened this evening other than the fact that just the shots did not fall for the Flying Dutchman this evening. They rebounded the ball. The turnover margin was fairly even, but just they could not hit the shots. And Albion, give them all the credit. They went out and they hit the shots when they needed to. So that was a solid ball game for them. For the women's, we have women's finals all the way around as well. We'll start at the DeVos Fieldhouse, where the Flying Dutch were able to defeat Kalamazoo College. Very close game. Kalamazoo had the lead early on in this game, and it looked like Kalamazoo was going to give them a ball game, but Hope College ended up pulling away at the end and ended up defeating Kalamazoo 74-55. Angelique Getty led the Flying Dutch with scoring with 14 points. Megan Kelly had 12 points, and Maura McAfee had 8 points and 11 rebounds in the victory. Coach Moe's Flying Dutch stay perfect on the season in both MIAA and conference play as they drop Kalamazoo with that loss, Kalamazoo's only second loss in conference play. The Calvin, go ahead.
It's good to see Getty start getting some points out there. She's been doing a good job at that point guard and has not gotten points early on in the year. But as the season's going along now, she's been picking up points on her own as well, and that's going to help the Flying Dutch.
And now you got to give her a lot of credit because she's, you know, it's very tough as a freshman to come in and lead a squad that has veteran leadership all the way around. But you have to give a lot of credit to her that she's working with Liz Ellis, who is around the team and teaching her, because Liz Ellis did the exact same thing when she was a freshman. She came in and started as a freshman. So you got to give Angelique Gaddy a lot of credit. And from what we've been told, she is maturing as the games go by. And that is a key factor getting into the end of MIAA play. The Calvin Knights were able to defeat St. Mary's 95-68, and Olivet was able to defeat Albion 67-51, and Trine defeated Alma 79-57. The only other men's game that was supposed to be played was postponed, and I had that written down somewhere. I believe that was Alma against Olivet, and that game was postponed. We're guessing inclement weather, but it's interesting that it was postponed this morning because we had all of our sheets, and that game was completely off the sheets. So something happened there. We'll figure it out by the time Saturday's games happen, because that game will probably be made up at some point this week with that going on. After this game, Hope's record falls to 7-6, 2-1 in the conference. Albion's record improves to 8-6. They are 2-1 in the conference. The official attendance for this evening's ball game was 697, is presented by Simpatico Coffee, the exclusive coffee provider for Hope College. Visit their new coffee joint at 714 Michigan Avenue, or have a cup of Simpatico Coffee at the game.
Well, Hope's back home again on Saturday, but they don't have a pushover. They have Olivet coming to town. Olivet's not a very big team out there. They're fairly short in stature, but we saw them play when we did the women's game down at Olivet, and they're a feisty group out there. They hustle, they work hard, they drive the paint, and they're going to create some problems out there getting fouls on the Flying Dutchman, as they like to drive, and Hope likes to block their shots. So depending on what happens there, that should be a good ball game. So come on out Saturday and give this Flying Dutchman team a boost again that they need in order to pick up a win and at least a share of first place.
Yep, and that game starts at 3 o'clock with the Barber Ford pregame show starting at 2:40. And that will be on Saturday, Olivet against Hope College. Other action that night will be Calvin at Kalamazoo, Albion at Adrian, and then an evening game as Tryon takes on Alma at 7 o'clock. And we're being joined by Coach Tom Davilar as we're all wrapped up here. Tough performance here this evening, Coach. What happened out there?
Excellent question. We talked about before the game, you know, mental focus, being emotionally ready to play physically. We weren't prepared well. It's on the coaches. It's on the players. It's on all of us. It was pretty evident right away. I think we made one little run in the first half to get a lead, 18-17. Then 3-4 minutes, we were down 10, 12, 13. Never really got back into it. So congratulations to the Britons. They kicked us. Try to say this politely. They kicked us every which way but loose. Rebounding, they were the aggressors. They got the boards when it mattered. Really, there wasn't any phase of the game that they didn't dominate. So congratulations to Coach Jody May and the Britons. They earned this victory tonight, and we have to figure out who we are and who we're not. Is just a team that just shows up, and teams just start quaking in their boots and fall over at the sight of Hope. The sight of Hope right now, they're focused, and everybody in the league is going to see this score and this result. And starting Saturday, we've got to reinvent ourselves. We've got to get back to playing as we were going to Grand Rapids on Saturday, where we felt, I think, we were the underdog and we had some things to prove. Came here tonight thinking we had nothing to prove anymore. We had all the answers. We didn't have one answer to any of the questions posed tonight. So very, very disappointing. But it's one game. We're a young team. You got to learn lessons. Sometimes those lessons are hard to learn. This is hard tonight. But we've got to focus and come back against Olivet on Saturday.
This game, do you try to use this as a motivational game? Say, you know, this is what happens when you don't show up. Or do you just try to put this game behind you and say, Olivet is next on the plate, and we got to go out and beat them?
Well, I think both. I mean, if you can't learn from this, then you're really stupid. And we're a little young and dumb sometimes, but I don't think we're stupid. I think we can learn from this, and what your preparation has to be, your attitude, your effort as you come into a ball game. Every game in the league, especially on the road, this is never an easy place to play. We talked about this. We put it in the scouting report. It's never easy at Albion. You know, we talked about it before the game. We've talked about it for 2 days, but talk is cheap. And right away in the ball game, it was evident that they were the hungrier team. They were the more deserving team. They got the whistles in their favor because they were the aggressors, and we really didn't do much of anything that is going to make any good headlines coming into tomorrow. So, all right, now we learn from that, I hope, and practice tomorrow and Friday has got to be good. Got to get better for a totally different type of team on Saturday with Olivet, but we got to get refocused. You know, everybody in the league now is probably tied for first or pretty close to it. after three games. It's pretty wide open. We're no better than anybody else, and if we're not any better than we played today, we're going to have more lessons to be learned like this. So I know our guys will be focused. They'll come back ready to practice, but it was very disappointing here tonight.
Anything that sticks out to you that you guys did well this evening? Any players that you...
I don't think anybody got hurt. Terry did a good job driving the bus down here, and hopefully will get us back home. This is just a long night on the road, and no, I'm not singling out any one person or phase of the game that we did well. You know, we didn't make baskets, we didn't rebound, we didn't defend. There's just, you know, you get beat by 20 some points, there's really nothing to hang your hat on. So no, the answer to that question is no. There's no positives here. The only thing that comes positive out of this, if we learn a lesson and bounce back with a better performance on Saturday.
Against, you got Olivet coming up on Saturday. What are you going to work on mostly going into that ball game?
Well, we'll work on redefining our attitude, getting prepared. Olivet's a team that likes to push the ball up and down the floor. They trap, they press. They want a faster pace. They shoot the three. They're going to spread us out, do a lot of things a little differently than Albion did. We've got to be ready for that. But we got to get back to playing Hope College basketball. We weren't that tonight at all. Some guys who had pretty good performances on Saturday were nowhere to be seen here tonight, and nobody came and picked up the pace off the bench, so it was disappointing all the way around. So before I get myself in any trouble, I'm going to end this interview and get on the bus and go home, and hopefully we'll be focused on Saturday, and after that game we'll have a little more positive energy to talk about. Thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks, Coach. That was Coach Tom Davilar with the post-game interview here as the Flying Dutchman have fallen to Albion in 67-49. Tough game for everybody. No, nobody's happy with the outcome of this ball game, Ron. And we have to come up with a player of the game for this evening's ball game.
Well, I've been giving it a lot of thought, and one of the candidates would be horrible. But beyond that, no, I think it's going to go to Benson. Benson had a good ball game tonight as far as scoring was concerned, and he worked hard underneath. Still gets himself into a little foul trouble from time to time by reaching in, but he's got to come. He's got to learn. He's a sophomore now. He's not a freshman any longer, and so he's got to, you know, earn his way, and he started to do that on the boards tonight by leading the Flying Dutchman and scoring tonight.
The La Persona Salon and Spa player of the game is Brock Benson.